You may remember a little while ago the ACCC was investigating fuel prices in Tasmania, in particular with Launceston, but it was going to be the test case for the rest of the state. They found that the prices were unfair. It was about a month ago, and since then the ACCC is not looking anymore, so the prices have gone up, which isn't a very good way of doing things, I reckon. The RACT's General Manager for Assist, Darren Moody, is with me now. G'day, Darren. How are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks, Martin. Very well.
It was only a few weeks ago when I actually spoke to you about this very subject, isn't it? Is that what's happened? They've just turned their back and they've thought, OK, we can put the prices back up again.
Yeah, certainly. Less than a month ago, we did speak about the Launceston report, and at that point in time, it was probably showing that the gap between mainland prices and Tasmanian prices was closing. But here we are less than a month later, and the gap's back to where it was, you know, in some instances, up to 20 cents a litre retail margins.
Well, when we spoke, you mentioned that the ACCC had no actual power to enforce any recommendations, that it was up to the government. Well, this just proves it, doesn't it? Because as soon as they're not looking, the prices have gone up again.
Yeah, we certainly at the time said that the government, you know, need to implement a process where there's some transparency around pricing, and pricing needs to be available for the consumer. But in the last day or so, the government are sitting on their hands and saying, well, it's not our job, it's all about red tape for them, and we don't think that's the case, but that's what they're saying.
Is it a federal issue, though, perhaps, or could the state government got power to do something about it themselves?
It's unlikely that fuel, I'd say it's not going to happen that fuel pricing is going to be regulated. What we're asking is for the consumer to have access to pricing in their travel corridor or in and around their area, and the ability to see where the cheapest price is and buy the fuel there, thus driving business to the lowest prices and hopefully driving the businesses around there to a lower price.
You've got access to figures that I haven't as a local bloke, the man in the street, so to speak. You've got the connections, and what you've found out is that the wholesale price is about 103 cents a litre, and as much as selling for 119 cents a litre on the northwest coast. That's a fairly significant margin, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a significant margin, and there are places, even Hobart in the capital city, you know, we're still seeing prices at 123 cents a litre. The coast is down a bit. Launceston is 117. There are pockets in Hobart where a new site's opened up where it's $1.09, but you know, that's a really isolated place.
One of the other things you've been strong on too is the display boards that actually advertise the prices, and a lot of them are giving the discounted prices, as if you've got a shop, a docket, or whatever they do, and they're not showing the true price. I don't have those sort of coupons, I don't believe in them anyway, but if I was to go into a petrol station and the board says 116 cents a litre, I actually end up paying more than that, don't I, because the board's not giving the full price.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's an increasing trend that the discounted price is being displayed. It's our policy that only the full price, the undiscounted price, is displayed on the price board. And if somebody has access to a discount, whether it's a docket, a card, or whatever, they'll know that, and then they can take that off the price. But for the average person who doesn't use those sort of things, they need to know the actual price of fuel that they're going to pay for fuel when they drive into that site.
Yeah, it's almost misleading, isn't it, in some respects?
We get a lot of feedback from members and members of the public around, I thought I was going to pay this much, but as it turns out, I was paying this much. And some of the boards aren't as clear as they could or should be. So we're saying, take the discounted price off, tell us the maximum you're going to pay, and I'll work out if I've got a discount or not.
Up until about a month ago, the RACT had its own website where prices were published daily, but that sort of went by the wayside because you're only getting cooperation from about half the servos. The ACCC, in its report, suggested another websites and apps that are available for the same sort of thing. But you've looked at those, and again, you're only getting half the picture.
We're actually getting less than half the picture. The ACCC and the Tasmanian government said use this app or go to this website or this app. We investigated all of those, and in the case of Launceston, which was topical at the time, 13 of the 33 Launceston retail sites were available, and on some of the websites, the prices were well over a month out of date. So we don't see how that's providing any benefit to consumers.
It may be, they're talking about the profits of the banks are something that's really obscene. People hate that. People hate petrol prices. And, of course, the federal government's going to conduct a royal commission into the banks. Maybe we need that for the fuel companies.
Look, I'm not sure. sure whether we need that for the fuel companies. We don't begrudge fuel retailers, whether that be an independent or whoever, to making a profit. We don't expect those guys to sell fuel at a loss. You know, that's just dumb business, and nobody should be obligated to do that. But what we're just saying is let's be just fair and reasonable about it. And if the price comes down 15 cents a litre in a month and a half, month and three quarters, as it has now, let's pass the majority of that on rather than just put it in the pockets. And again, I'm not really having a go at the independent suppliers, but the fuel companies in the supermarkets who are driving, keeping prices high, because they control the market to an extent.
Well, I guess all we can do at this stage, Darren, is to keep the pressure on. You're obviously running the campaign, and people locally need to talk to their members of parliament and let them know they're not happy about it, because from what you're saying, the state government has got the power to do something about it. They're just making excuses at the moment why they can't.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely sitting on their hands, and we believe they should be doing something.
Awesome, Darren. Thanks for your time this afternoon. You have a great weekend. We'll catch up with you down the track, no doubt.
Thanks, Martin. Bye-bye.